Let's start our meeting by singing together number 212. 212, called from above, and heavenly men by birth, who once were but the citizens of earth. As pilgrims here, we seek a heavenly home, our portion in the ages yet to come. Number 212.
Thank you.
Our God and our Father, we lift up our voices to Thee this afternoon, and we would thank Thee for the liberty that has given us to be thus gathered, to have Thy Word open before us, and to have Thy Spirit dwelling in us too. And we would count on Thee now to help us, that Thou would dispose our thoughts and our words, that we would be helped each one and encouraged. And we know Thy counsels of love to us, Father, in the Lord Jesus, in the gift of Thy Son on the cross, and of ascending Him from heaven to fetch those that He redeemed such a cost. And we count on Thy love this afternoon too, to come in for our needs. Let us know them. And we pray that Thou wouldst help us this afternoon, Father, the speaker and hearers. We ask it with confidence, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen. Any of you folks ever play Scrabble? Nice game, Scrabble. But you know, if you play Scrabble in French, the letter set is different. In the French set of Scrabble, there's only one W. I don't believe there's one word in the French dictionary starting with W that is French. You know that the word W, it actually comes from the French. When they invaded England, please don't get upset. The Normans, who ran up with that sound of W, they didn't have it in their alphabet, so they added a letter after the U and the V, and they called it W. In French, it's W, because you run across it so often. So this afternoon, I'd like to talk about the letter W that we find in so many scriptures, and that we'll talk about for a little while. Let's look, first of all, at Ephesians chapter 6. We run into a few W's here. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Already we've run into quite a few, but I'd like to draw our attention on wiles. That suggests some peril there. And wickedness, that's bad, something we need to look out for. And so we find, as we read in the book of Ephesians, we started chapter 4 in our reading, and Heavenly Men by Birth, that was our hymn. And this is something to suggest to us that there's going to be conflict in being in that privileged position. And there will be opposition to those who claim to be a heavenly people. And there are, too. And so we're warned against the wiles of the devil, and that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. And you know, I've often thought, perhaps as I considered this passage, that what the apostle was referring to, since it was the high places and heavenly places, that all this conflict was about spiritual matters, doctrine, and perhaps it is. But I suggest to you and I that the devil will come in where he can, and he'll take any opportunity to come and harm you and harm us and harm the testimony of the Lord. And he's pretty wise, let me tell you. More intelligent than you and I. He has tricks, and he has ways of coming in that we haven't figured out yet. So I'd like to talk first of all about 2 Corinthians 2. And verse 11, I'm using it out of context, but I trust you'll allow me to do that a little bit. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Take that in a general way. For we are not ignorant of his devices. You know, one of his device, I believe, I know, is to use devices. His device is to use devices. You know, if you're taking a plane and the plane's going to take off, they say, please turn off all the electronic devices. They want to have a clear takeoff. Turn off all electronic devices. What if I said, turn off all satanic devices? What would you think of turning off? Well, I'm sure, you know, I have a mobile phone. It's really handy. And, I just got an intelligent one. I think it's smarter than I am. I mean, but you have iPads and you have computers and you have all sorts of devices that are really, really useful and handy, and I appreciate them. But I do believe that one of Satan's devices is to come through those devices. Wouldn't you agree? Well, we're going to talk about the letter W. How about WWW, which is the World Wide Web? Boy, that would make a lot of points in French Scrabble. 10 points to a W. The World Wide Web. You have the world, and it's wide. In fact, you can access the world through the internet. But it's a web. What does the word web refer to? Well, I know spiders, they web webs, right? All these little teeny weeny little things that you walk in the woods sometimes and you feel it on your cheek, you know. Little web. Well, you know, the spider just works at it, and then this flying creature gets caught up in the web. Heavenly creature, fly or something, gets caught up in the web. And it's sticky and tries to get out, and as soon as you know it, the spider comes along and you start wrapping it. And then he becomes all wrapped up. Can't move anymore, and that's it. Remember Lazarus, he came out of the grave, he was all wrapped up. Loose him and let him go. He shouldn't be wrapped up again, should he? Right? But I think it's possible for believers who are unwise in how they use their devices to get caught up on the web. And maybe get wrapped up on the web. And become victims of that wicked one. We're not ignorant of his devices. You know, what he wants is to destroy you and destroy your testimony, destroy your family, and destroy your assembly. That's what he wants to do. So we need to be wise. Starts with W. Be wise in how we handle devices. It's called the internet. What about a net? Oh. What do you use nets for? You use nets to catch fish. You use net to catch birds. I remember hearing a commentator, sports commentator, who's referring to what he'd done in the morning. He says he was surfing on the net. It's good. Got all sorts of information. I'm not a very good swimmer. So if I fall off my board when I'm surfing, I'm going to drown. You know, some people surf on the net and they drown. Ooh. I want to talk about social networking. This isn't for me, because I don't have a social network. Not that I don't have any friends, but when you entertain social networking, you should remember that the net is working. I don't know who you have on your friend list. People come in and suggest they'd like to be your friend. Who's that wants to be your friend? You know, a lot of abductions and criminal things that have been performed through the net have been done through what looked like innocent means, people coming in and introducing themselves and then doing harm to others. So, I'd just like to warn you, perhaps you've been warned already, I'm sure already it's been brought up on many occasions, about the devices that we use. I was in a meeting recently, and it was after the meeting, and then I heard this. Maybe you have one of those, I don't know. My son had one. I was in his garage one night, and he was working late, and every 4 minutes, somebody wanted his attention. He got an email or something, or text, and so I have an internet at home, and sometimes I'm praying or reading my Bible, and I hear, ding. I just got an email. I have to confess, sometimes I give up what I'm doing. I'm praying. Disturb me. I wonder what's that. I'm reading my Bible. Ding, I got two. Oh, I wonder what that is. I go over and I look. There's Sears. They're offering mattresses. And oh, sorry. Just a waste of time. Just a way of disturbing, distracting. There's a time to turn these things off. I'm not saying this in any legal way. I just have this thought myself because I've had people in our home who had their Bible on their electronic device. I don't have a problem with that. But if I have my Bible on my lap, it never goes ding. It never disturbs me. It never distracts me. But if I had my iPhone or any other device on my lap and I was reading through that, there are many other little things all around. And even if the thing itself did not distract me, my feeble mind, my human weakness, my distracted spirit might just go to something else. Some of you young people, sometimes you send each other texts during meetings. Used to send notes, you know. You write little notes. You pass notes around. I'd rather see you at meeting than not. And if it's the only way you're going to be in meeting. But I just want to warn you that the devices of the enemy is to deprive us of something that belongs to us. And that is ours. Let's look at a little verse here in Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 17. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. If you look in the margin there, in the eyes of everything that hath a wing or wings. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. There's one out there and he wants to catch you. Wants to get you caught up in his web. He wants to get you confined to his net. He's out there to get you. So I have a question for you. You have wings? You have wings? That's what faith does. Faith gives us wings. The one who you've trusted as your Savior, he's going to come from heaven. And you're going to rise up from the earth and you're going to go and meet the Lord in the air. That's going to happen momentarily. Maybe today. And before that happens, you and I, we have the wings of faith. We have the liberty, the privilege, as we had this morning, of coming into the Lord's presence in prayer to find help in time of need. Let's look at a verse in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. There's waiting and wings and weary and walking. All these beautiful W's in there for us. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, if you try and catch a bird with a net, he's going to fly off. He's going to fly up. That's what he's going to do. He's going to fly up. Beyond your reach. You can't reach him. He's too high up there. And those birds that fly at the top of the flying height are the eagles, because they fly above their prey. So the other birds are lower and they can see from a higher point of view. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So if we're just careful ourselves with the devices that we use, and we're wise to the wiles of the devil, we will know when to turn them off. We will know when to ignore pages and suggestions. We will know when to not go to certain places with them. We will know who to not allow to be in our social network. We will be wise. If somebody was preaching but not touching devices, well, free to preach that if you'd like. I think they're very useful tools. They can be used for the Lord and for fellowship. And I get pictures of my grandchildren that are far away, and beautiful things that can be done. It's a way of communicating. Lots of pluses. And the new man, he can use tools. Because it's a tool. Nothing wrong with a screwdriver. You can fix something with a screwdriver. You can stab someone with a screwdriver too. It's not the problem with the tool. It's who's using it. And the ones using the devices, we're W's. Yeah, you're a W. We're W's too. There's an old you, and there's a new you. That's a W, right? But I suggest a new letter. Because you know the French, back in England, they suggested a new letter, W. It's in the alphabet now. There's 26 letters. And we've got one. So I'm going to give you a 27th letter. It'll just last this meeting. Triple U. How's that? How about a triple U? 27th letter of the alphabet. The old you. God has done away with him forever. Crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago. He looks at you. He can't see anything left of that old you. He has put you before himself as a new you. And that new you is perfectly identical to his son. He has brought you to perfection forever by one sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. There's the old you and the new you. Wonderful. And then there's the you. The you is what you are practically now in this life. Old you, done away with. New you, that's what you are before God. And your you, excuse me for saying on words, but your you, it can be, by the resources of God, exactly like their new you. It doesn't depend on God. He's given you His Word, His Spirit, the life of Christ. He can make you perfectly like your new you. And that's why we need exhortation. We need correction. We need encouragement. We need admonishment. We need meetings. So our you is like our new you. Let's look at a little verse in Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. You know, I have an opportunity every week with different men and women. Wonderful opportunity to tell them about the Lord, and I thank the Lord for this open door. And most of these women and men have a problem called addiction to alcohol or drugs or gambling. And it just seems that they haven't been able to handle that themselves, and they need help. And so, and sometimes they have enough courage or resolution to take that way of therapy themselves, and sometimes they're forced by the courts to be in therapy rather than be in jail. But you know, there are other addictions that you don't go to jail for, or you can go into a therapy house for, but therapies that are destructive to our spiritual life. And I mention this because we can outline a problem, and we can suggest what the snares are, and what the problems could be, and talk about these things. But what we'd like to find, too, is a solution for one who has become a prisoner, who's been entangled in that web, or caught in that net, and struggling with how to get out of it. But one thing I'd like to say to everyone here, to myself, there is not one human deprivation on the face of the earth which I couldn't be involved in, and which you couldn't be involved in. Because the ones caught up in that are humans like you and I. And they have histories and weaknesses and traits of characters which make them more liable to this or that, or living experiences in life of discouragement or disappointment or whatever that has led them to do this or doing that. But the people doing this or doing that are just like me and you. And so I often say to the men in therapy, the only difference between you and me is the chair we're sitting in, because if I had been you, brought up in your environment, being a human being like I am, I'd be doing or having would have done the things that you've done. And so it's important for us to realize that we don't have a judgmental spirit of persons, but one of things. And I mention this because in this verse, the soul here is escaped out of the snare of the fowlers. And I'd like to speak to anyone here who's still entangled or has difficulties that he's having a hard time with.